Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Alrighty, we all good? Everybody ready? Cameras. Let's go. Mayor?
I want to thank the members of the media for joining us. County Executive Poloncarz and I have an update on the extreme weather that rolled into the city of Buffalo at about 12:50. There are some suspicions that what we experienced is a tornado. We do not at this point have official confirmation of that yet. The area where the weather event hit the hardest was the Niagara Carolina Street area. We saw some buildings where roofs were damaged. In some cases, roofs were torn off of buildings. We have a nursing home, the county executive is going to talk about this in a moment, that sustained some roof damage. The city mission sustained roof damage. Hutch Tech High School sustained some window damage. A lot of trees have been damaged in this area of the city of Buffalo. We have about 5 traffic signals that are out on Niagara Street, on Elmwood Avenue. We're asking motorists to treat those as 4-way stops, to approach with caution. There have been some cars that have been turned over as a result of this event. Fortunately, the good news at this point, city agencies, county agencies do not have any information about any injuries at this time. So that is the very good news out of this. National Grid reports about 802 customers that are out of power as a result of this event. There might be some power lines that are down, so we're asking people, if you see down power lines, please exercise caution and call that into National. Now I'll turn things over to County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Oh, I will say also that the County Executive and I have been in touch with Governor Hochul, and Governor Hochul has offered assistance as needed.
Thank you, Mayor. First off, I want to commend the team from the City of Buffalo, the Mayor's Office, City Police, City Fire, City Engineering, City Inspection. Our team is at the ready to assist them if needed, but I know they're doing a really good job right now, and I want to thank them. This is what appears to be the third tornado that struck Erie County in approximately a month. It wasn't that long ago. We had the one in Eden, as well as the second one, which was in the West Falls area. Thankfully, and it will be confirmed by the Weather Service, it has not been confirmed yet, but thankfully it does not appear to have been as strong as the ones that hit in southern Erie County, which Rehabilitation Center at 207th Street. There is a portion of part of the building where the roof has been ripped off so that the location is not habitable for a portion of it. I just got off the phone with our emergency medical services crew from the Erie County Department of Health. They are working with the owner. It appears that out of the approximately 120 residents there, 35 will be displaced and have to be moved to a different location. So our emergency medical services is working with them to ensure that that's a smooth move. All nursing home facilities have to have these types of contingency plans in place in case of an issue where they have to move their residents, and that is being implemented by the owner of the Ellicott Center. As the mayor noted, the most important thing is it appears we have had no injuries, no deaths. I was in my office when this front came through. I heard something, I didn't know what it was. I looked out the window and I couldn't see anything because it was raining so hard. And then within a couple and And then the video came in. As I said, it'll be up to the National Weather Service to make the determination if it was an actual tornado. It usually takes them 36 hours or so to state, here it is, it was a tornado. And because of the amount of damage they saw, whether it was an EF0, EF1, EF2, so I would not be surprised if we do not get a report from the National Weather Service for at least till tomorrow as to whether or not a tornado came through. We are still expecting significant storms. And I know that further to the west over Ontario, there's a very bad cell. So do not be surprised if you hear another severe thunderstorm warning be issued by the National Weather Service. We did not get a tornado warning to my knowledge. There was no tornado warning that was issued. And we'll be talking with the Weather Service in future days to figure out what happened with that. It may be as quickly as this front came in, it surprised everyone. But most importantly, even though there is roofs that are off of some buildings, damage, that no one was hurt. And let's count our blessings for that. Mayor.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia and City of Buffalo Emergency Services Manager Thomas Luby.
Thank you, Mayor. So it appears at 12:50 p.m. is when this weather event came through. Our city camera at Niagara and Carolina, we have very good video. It appears to be right in the middle of it. We will get that video out. We've got it uploaded and we'll work to get that video out. But obviously the damage was really, we'll call the epicenter, at least for our purposes, let the National Weather Service confirm all that, is to the Niagara and Carolina area. There's a significant amount of damage. There's some social media video in the 200 block of Niagara Street where a roof was torn off. Prospect Avenue has a significant amount of trees down, so cars cannot go down that roadway. We are asking everybody to not come down here. Don't sightsee. Don't drive down here. Please stay out of the area. There's traffic lights that are out on Niagara Street. So we have Niagara Street closed from Niagara Square up to Maryland. Prospect is also closed. It's you couldn't get down it if you wanted because of the trees that are down anyways. There's also other damage over at the City Mission. There's some roof damage. A car flipped over in that location as well. So our emergency crews were on scene pretty much immediately, and that shows by our city cameras. Police officers and firefighters responded, parks, the public works. Everybody got activated on this very quickly. We activated a command post in police headquarters. We obviously had the phones, a virtual command post, if you will, got going. We got all our essential personnel. We have a on-site command post. So first and foremost, we're all going through assessing, making sure that there are no injuries. As the mayor and the county executive has said, to this point right now, we have no information on any injuries, which is great news. But they're going around with all the entities to assess any structural damage. Obviously, we have to make sure it's safe before anybody moves on any other aspects, and then we'll start the cleanup. But there's power lines down. There's obviously other damage that we're working through. But again, I can't stress enough, don't come down here. Let our first responders, let all the emergency workers do what they have to do without being impeded by anybody else trying to come down here. Mayor?
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Luby?
Thanks, Mayor. So as of now, we have the chief meteorologist from Buffalo on site doing a damage assessment of it, what type of tornado did actually land. So that's being conducted as we speak. But we do have, coming from the Cleveland and northern section, you do have a series of storms that are starting to travel. This was started something new before the tornado came. This is coming, and then there's periodic way behind there. In the original forecast for the day from 4 o'clock, from 2 o'clock to 4 p.m., a little bit about 5 p.m., we are still scheduled to have some sort of shower activity, thunderstorms, high wind, etc. So right now what is going on, you got these pop-up showers, so we have to be really diligent of what is going on, the gusty winds, and anything else that might come as far as potential hail. But we're not out of the woods yet just because we have clear skies. We have these various storm clouds moving in and around us in this affected area.
Thank you. So we also have the executive director of citizen services here, the city's call and response center. There's a slight uptick in calls, nothing major, which we're very pleased by as well. We also have the commissioner of emergency service,
Central Police,
the commissioner of Central Police Services for the county, Brian Ross, that is with us as well. We want to thank him for being here. As we mentioned, a number of trees are down in the Niagara, Carolina area, Prospect, Commissioner Nate Martin, Commissioner of the Department of Public Works, will talk about how forestry will work to get these trees removed from the roadway so that people can traverse our roads.
Nate, just one update, the 190 exit at Virginia is closed.
All right, just one update from Police Commissioner. The 190 exit, or the exit of the 190 to Niagara Street is closed at this point in time, so to prevent any traffic. So as the mayor indicated, that debris zone where we've got a lot of those trees down is pretty significant, so we're assessing that now. But our forestry team in the Parks Division, along with our emergency contractors are in, we're already doing tree removal now. We've got our staging sites set, so we're in the process of getting those streets clear where we know we've got damage. National Grid, obviously working on restoring power, but they have their tree crews in as well, so they'll be removing some of the tree debris that might be impacting the power line. So I think between the grid crew and our crew, we'll make fast progress to get the right-of-ways cleared up, and then we'll be able to assess a little bit better. Mayor?
Justin, some small damage to the roof at Buffalo City Hall, but Buffalo City Hall remains open. We are also finding more damage to roofs in the Niagara Carolina area. We have our Department of Permits and Inspections that is out inspecting. Our Commissioner of Permits and Inspections, Kathy Amder, will give an update at this time.
Thank you, Mayor. So we have a team of inspectors out going street by street trying to triage damage. We're looking for anything with down power lines that would be a hazard, parapets and roofs on masonry buildings that have had damage. Chimneys have fallen. Some roofs on regular sloped asphalt roofs have come off. So as our inspectors go through, we'll look for the most dangerous situations. In some instances, people may not be able to go back home tonight. We will post a building's unsafe placard on those buildings, and we will work with our team members and citizen services in different areas of the city to help folks find alternate housing for the night in those instances. But please keep an eye out for those buildings unsafe. If we do post that, you don't want to go back into your building. We don't do that when we don't have to. So please be thoughtful of that. Thank you.
Thank you. County Executive Poland Cars and I will take any questions that the media has at this time or any of the other commissioners that are assembled today. I don't think we anticipate a state of emergency being called at this time.
If someone has one of those homes where they do see structural damage, where can they go? Will they be sheltered? The Red Cross getting involved here, or anybody know at this point?
Commissioner?
So this is just unfolding. What we typically do is partner with folks who do this work. There's emergency housing, and we'll connect them with those services and keep talking to them until they find a place to go. Obviously, if you have a family member, that's always a great first step, probably the most comfortable step. And then from there, we'll do what we can to help folks.
Yeah, if I can add, the Erie County Department of Social Services Homeless Unit will assist individuals if they do not have a place to go. As was just noted by the commissioner, if they have a family they can stay at, we always recommend they stay with family. But if there is no place for them to go, the Department of Social Services Homeless Unit will place them in the short term if needed in a hotel.
Has the city of Buffalo ever dealt with a suspected tornado before?
We've had a number of extreme weather events that we've had to deal with. We've certainly had a lot harsher weather than this, so we are prepared to deal with this, and I am very thankful that Governor Hochul has reached out, that County Executive Poland Cars is here, so we will have the resources of city, county, and state government to address any needs that we have.
Do we anticipate the road closures to last well into the evening and
Commissioner?
The upcoming weather this evening?
So we're going to keep the roads closed as long as necessary. We'll assess that as time goes on. Obviously on Prospect, it'll be a matter of getting the trees cleared out of there. That's going to take some time. As far as Niagara Street, I think that'll be closed while they assess the damage to the buildings. And if we can get those things narrowed down right to that specific site, then we'll reopen the roads as soon as possible. As we said, the 190 on-ramp, off-ramp interchange at Virginia is closed. You know, we try to get those on and off ramps. The state tries to get those open as soon as possible. So we will work as quickly as we can to get those open, but it's going to take time.
Commissioner, can you stress again, we're getting close to rush hour. We do have other streets, I think, where traffic signals are out with rush hour to treat those as four-way stops.
Yeah, so as Mike just said, so anytime you approach any intersection, even if the stop sign's knocked down, but if the light is out, treat it as a four-way stop, come to a stop. We will work on getting that restored. We're still assessing. More damage reports are coming in. So you're getting this press conference about an hour and a half after. So we don't know everything yet. We will get it out. Watch out for our social media and obviously reports going out. But we're going to work to get services restored as quickly as possible. We're bringing in a lot of other assets. Our SWAT team is actually out assisting with some of those site assessments. So we're going to bring out whatever's necessary to get this cleaned up and rectified as soon as possible.
Anyone else?
Can we just get like the phone numbers or the location that we go for the housing help? Website, something?
Should go to the Red Cross first.
So we'll call 311 and we'll make sure that information is available to you. Also, we'll get some sheets for the buildings that are posted with buildings unsafe, where we put the information right on the doors so as people approach their building, they're aware of those phone numbers.
County Executive, can you just clarify again? You said about 30 out of 120.
I was informed, Ron, that 35 of about 120 were going to have to be moved as a result of what was damaged to the roof and would be the section closer to the 190. There's a three-story section and then there's a two-story section. The three-story section, I believe Buffalo Fire has gone through with structural engineers and determined that's safe, that's fine. There's a two-story section which is connected but can be shut, closed off, that suffered a portion of the roof was ripped off. And as a result, it was determined that they cannot stay there for the near future. And so 35 of the approximate 120 are being moved under the plan that the nursing home operator has in place already with New York State. Every nursing home operator has to have an emergency contingency plan if something should happen at the facility as to where they're going to move the patients. So if the operator has another nursing home in this area where they have empty beds, they can move them there. If they have no empty beds in another nursing home that they own, they have to move them to another facility and pay for the cost. That it would be contained is how they would do that in the plan that's on file with New York State.
Anyone else?
Is it possible just to quantify the damage here? Is it spread across several blocks, primarily the west side? Do you know how many structures exactly?
It's primarily the west side. It's spread across several blocks. We're still assessing the full impact of the damage right now, but mostly contained to the lower west side.
And then what is the duration that these specific emergency like buildings, the ones that are labeled emergency areas, how long will those be listed as emergency places for? Like, what's the duration?
Until they're safe is the short answer, but what we do in those instances, we find the owner, we contact the owner, give them an order to remedy the situation, and it depends on how extensive the damage is. I saw a building over on Niagara Street. It might be a good idea for people to look for permanent alternate housing. But again, we will work with folks on a case-by-case basis, giving them information as we have it.
Are we all good? Thank you, everybody. We'll provide updates throughout the day.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right, thanks.